You're listening to Get Abstract, the world's biggest collection of summaries.
This is a summary of Quick Confidence, a book by Selena Rezvani. Leadership consultant and best-selling author Selena Rezvani offers an array of easily implementable, actionable tips to boost your confidence. Gathered from coaching sessions with thousands of professionals at Microsoft, HP, the World Bank, the U.S. Treasury Department, and many more, these learnable skills fall into three categories: mindset, embodiment, and interpersonal. This comprehensive approach to grow your confidence has already garnered over 90,000 subscribers to Rezvani's LinkedIn newsletter. Now, collected in one place, they're ready to put into practice. Okay, here's the first takeaway. Take small daily actions to grow your confidence. Everyone faces challenges to their self-confidence. Learning to be bold, take chances, and tackle big goals isn't easy. Boosting your confidence, though, can help you take your ideas and aspirations seriously. You'll stop discounting your best ideas and have more motivation to pursue them. Small actions to build your confidence can add up to lasting changes. The actions outlined can help you build the belief that you belong in any situation, can have an impactful presence, and can make the most of every opportunity. Confidence is a muscle that can be developed by practicing every day. Build skills in three categories: your mindset, your physical actions, embodiment, and your interpersonal behavior, to implement a comprehensive confidence-building program. Now let's hear takeaway number two. Leverage first impressions to create authentic connections. First impressions matter. Use their power to help develop authentic connections wherever you go. Often, people allow their insecurities to drive them, becoming inauthentic and false to themselves in social interactions. But shrinking yourself harms your self-confidence and has negative effects, so show up as yourself. To improve your mindset, connect first and lead second. Employees want to connect with leaders before following them. To create connection, demonstrate genuine warmth and interest. Control your inner dialogue. Repeat affirmations such as, "I earned my place here," and, "If it's meant to be, it's up to me." To embody great first impressions, walk right up and say hi to everyone, including those who appear isolated. Dress powerfully. Think of something you wore to work that made you feel great. Create 5 to 6 variations of it to switch out regularly. In the interpersonal stage, craft your perfect introduction and write it down. Be prepared to describe your work and its impact in simple, understandable terms. Be visible in virtual meetings and set a goal of speaking during them. Time for the third takeaway. To belong anywhere, be yourself boldly. Belonging to a group often means shrinking your uniqueness to fit in. Unfortunately, that can lead to a watered-down version of your personality. Instead of shrinking, do the opposite. Grow yourself to stand out. Embrace the mindset that you belong anywhere. Instead of fearing you don't belong, have a talk with your undermining inner critic. Say to yourself, "I 400% belong here." Be expansive with your body. Develop habits in your posture and behavior that convey confidence and authority. Straighten your back, maintain eye contact, speak clearly, and let your body fully occupy your seat. Accept compliments, lean into them, own and absorb them, and say thank you. To create interpersonal belonging, explain to others why you're taking certain actions and ask for their input. Okay, let's move on to takeaway number four. Use and share power wisely to rebalance inequities in your workplace. Every workplace has power imbalances. To address them, recognize the power dynamics at play and work toward rebalancing them. Help everyone feel they have a voice and belong. In areas where you have power, give strong introductions and nominate overlooked coworkers for great assignments. During meetings, ensure multiple voices have the opportunity to speak, and set limits on over-talkers. To embrace a powerful mindset, stop over-apologizing, showcase your expertise, and find your voice. Eliminate just, sorry to bother you, and I may be wrong, but from your vocabulary. Write and memorize a clear explanation of your expertise, your unique approach and mission, and what you seek to accomplish. Tap into your unique story. Avoid the trap of being too modest. To embody your power, relax your facial expressions, and don't let anyone interrupt you. Practice wearing a neutral expression, neither a smile nor a frown. During interruptions, raise your volume slightly and use gestures to ask the other person to wait. If interruptions continue, make non-judgmental observations about the person's behavior. To wield your power interpersonally, don't allow others to underestimate you. Demonstrate your competence and deal with aggressive and manipulative coworkers. Push back a bit, use humor to diffuse situations, or redirect pushy coworkers to someone else who can help. All right, we've reached the fifth takeaway. To avoid overexertion, be decisive, breathe deeply, and trust your gut. Being overworked can lead to burnout and impaired problem solving. To avoid overdoing it, aim for a manageable pace of output that doesn't deplete you. If you're a high achiever, focus on doing just enough. Embrace a decisive mindset. Practice setting short timers for daily tasks. For example, allow yourself 40 seconds to decide what to wear. Then stop thinking about it and get dressed. Connect your daily decisions to a long-term vision. Trust your gut and make public commitments to hold yourself accountable. To use your body's wisdom to manage unhelpful thoughts, practice the stop-clap. Visualize a red stop sign and clap your hands loudly to help break your negative thought pattern. Also, try box breathing. Exhale, hold, inhale, hold, for a count of four each. Don't overexplain during interpersonal interactions and remove filler words when talking. It drains you and weakens the power of your speech. To avoid it, pause, breathe, and answer succinctly. Listen to recordings of yourself to become aware of your ums and ahs. Then replace them with a useful transition phrase such as, let's move on to... Here's another takeaway. During negotiations, embrace silence and don't rush decisions. Negotiate for what you need rather than settling for what you get. Research shows people who ask for high salaries receive about $5,000 more than those who don't. Embrace a positive mindset by not assuming your request will be met with a no. Overcome expectations of rejection by repeating a simple mantra. It's not my job to decide if it's a no. Deal with individuals, not their positions of power. If you're presenting to powerful people, connect with one or two of them. CEOs are people too. Use your words and withhold them to embody your position. Embrace silence when necessary. Right after you make a request and hear a response, count to seven to collect your thoughts before speaking again. When negotiating a pay raise, ask for the highest offer you can rationally justify. Use research and data to prove your experience and refer to industry standards. On an interpersonal level, engage in a respectful dialogue to soften potential resistance. Use the listen, affirm, respond, and ask, LARA framework. After making a proposal or request, listen to the response, affirm the point of view, respond directly to any concerns, and ask questions to deepen the conversation. Don't rush your decision-making or apologize for things you haven't done wrong. Okay, let's continue. Here's takeaway seven. In tense situations, visualize success and try to connect with people who have power over you. High-stakes moments, those that can make or break your career, are a potent source of anxiety and fear. The challenge is not letting that fear stop you from acting. Embrace the mindset that everyone makes mistakes, prepare for difficult questions, and let people speak for themselves. Instead of obsessively replaying your own mistakes, learn to befriend them. Prepare for unexpected questions and reframe negative ones in a more positive light. Steer conversations towards something you want to speak about, and don't comment on other people, such as competitors. To embody success, visualize it happening. Use your five senses to create a mental picture of your ideal outcome. Then shrink it down to the size of a coin. Place a real coin in your pocket and carry it wherever you go as a physical reminder. Also, use common gestures to strengthen your argument. Gestures enhance understanding, so use common ones. Count out lists on your fingers and welcome people with outstretched arms. In high-stakes interpersonal situations, try to build healthy relationships and think on your feet. Aim for a healthy relationship with your boss. Pay attention to their body language. Try to build connection on a personal level and demonstrate your reliability. In tense situations, address what led to the situation, what's relevant now, and what needs to be done in the future. Here's the next takeaway. With toxic people and environments, protect yourself, create distance, and find ways to release stress. Toxic workplaces lower performance and commitment. For individuals, the added negativity can reduce intelligence, memory, and immune system function. To maintain a positive mindset, don't match bad energy directed at you, and take the time you need to heal. Try not to mirror the offensive, negative, or toxic behavior of others. Although it's easy to be sucked in, energy matching can weaken your self-respect and well-being in the long term. After leaving a toxic job, take time to unwind and heal if possible. Write down your personal strengths to boost your confidence and list must-haves and nice-to-haves before looking for a new job. To release difficult feelings from your body, imagine squeezing your stress into a ball and setting it aside. To relieve physical stress, use progressive muscle relaxation, working on one set of muscles at a time. Tighten them for 10 seconds and then release. Remind yourself that most workplace stressors are not matters of life or death. Set boundaries. Distance yourself from toxic people, groups, and environments, and find ways to relax. Decide for yourself when to disengage or confront coworkers' toxic behavior. It's okay to distance yourself. Okay, let's hear the ninth takeaway. To overcome setbacks, identify the behaviors that derail you and forgive yourself for them. Everyone makes mistakes. The average U.S. worker makes 118 per year. However, not everyone learns from them. Those who do rise above and move beyond. To get in the right mindset to transcend setbacks, identify forces that derail you and forgive yourself. Procrastination, self-protection, and perfectionism can impede progress. Focus on one thing you can do right now. Think of ways to help yourself feel safe while still making progress, and aim for high quality rather than perfect work. Forgive yourself to move forward and improve your health. Zero in on one big lesson you learned from your misstep. Engage in actions that help you release feelings of failure from your body. Take 5 deep breaths and imagine your setback being released on the exhalation. Then, pair this release of the negative with a building up of the positive by doing one task well. Something as simple as organizing your desk. At the interpersonal level, share your mistakes with others and don't let yourself be intimidated. Talking to others helps you realize how common failures are. If you feel intimidated by someone, list 5 things that you and the other person have in common. Now for the 10th and final takeaway. Trust yourself. Focus on your own growth rather than others' opinions. To keep your confidence growing, face your fears and be willing to make mistakes without worrying about perfectionism or being an expert. Your confidence will keep increasing if you set goals, face your fears, and maintain a growth mindset. Keep promises to yourself and develop a growth mindset. Write down your goals, make sure they are fairly realistic, and accept that it takes hard work to follow through. Reframe your mindset. Instead of thinking, "I'm not good at marketing," think, "I'm working on getting better at marketing." When your brain resists a task, ask your body to do it. For example, if you're nervous about making a video, ask your body to hit record. Learn to manage your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual energy. Build positive emotions. Eat well, reduce distractions, and live your core values. Leave the hedonic treadmill and share your stories. Instead of constantly chasing the next experience, slow down, savor positive moments, and share them with others. That was a summary of Quick Confidence, a book by Selena Rezvani. Let's hear a recap of the 10 takeaways. Takeaway 1, take small daily actions to grow your confidence. Takeaway number 2, leverage first impressions to create authentic connections. Takeaway 3, to belong anywhere, be yourself boldly. The 4th takeaway, use and share power wisely to rebalance inequities in your workplace. Takeaway 5, to avoid overexertion, be decisive, breathe deeply, and trust your gut. Takeaway 6, during negotiations, embrace silence and don't rush decisions. Takeaway number 7, in tense situations, visualize success and try to connect with people who have power over you. Takeaway 8, with toxic people and environments, protect yourself. Create distance and find ways to release stress. Takeaway 9, to overcome setbacks, identify the behaviors that derail you and forgive yourself for them. And the final takeaway, trust yourself. Focus on your own growth rather than others' opinions.
You've been listening to a summary by Get Abstract. For more summaries on this and related topics, visit our app and website.